Welcome to What I Wish I Learned in Law School. My name is Audrey Earhart, and I, just like you, am a practicing attorney, but I'm also the CEO and founder of Practice 42. At Practice 42, our goal is to build and sustain successful law practices across the nation. We do that in so many different ways, and I can't wait to talk to you more about that. Right now, I want you to know we're going to go ahead and focus on how you can become the next guest on my podcast, What I Wish I Learned in Law School, and share so much of your journey with our audience. I'm so excited. It's going to take about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go ahead and jump in.
With us right now, Carla Little with Little Law Office, which I have to say, like, I'm a little bit of a marketing branding guy. I love the name of your law firm. Your website, by the way, is littlelawoffices.com. Carla, share just a bit about, you know, the work that you do, who you work with, and so forth.
Thanks, Josh. I am an estate planning elder law attorney in Centennial, Colorado. I cater to a lot of faith-based clients and provide for them the end-of-life documents that they need.
Yeah. And how did you get started in that?
Well, I actually was a criminal attorney before I did estate planning, and I had a death in the family. And when that happened, I realized there was a really big need for estate planners that helped people through the transitions.
Yeah. I would imagine, what's the change in lifestyle between those two areas of law? For you personally?
Well, I think they're both equally as challenging, but in different ways. You know, I no longer stay up all night to make sure that I am ready for trial, but many times I stay awake trying to figure out the best way to meet a client's objective for their child or something like that.
Yeah. So. I would imagine in estate law that, you've built up a number of relationships in your community and your, you know, in your network, right?
Right. That's the best part.
Yeah. Tell me more about that. What, you know, why that's valuable for someone who's practicing estate law.
Well, it's important. It was important to me to find an area of the law where I could connect with people. And it really, quite frankly, makes your life much more fun when you have relationships with people and you care about the people that you work for. And so it's just been a big passion of mine to help other people and realize that through this, I can feel happy. You know, I can feel good about what's happening in my life as well.
Yeah. And tell me a bit about your firm itself. Do you run as a solo? Do you have a, tell me about your team or
sure.
The firm itself?
Yeah, I have a paralegal and an office assistant and a couple of offsite employees, but I am the only attorney in my firm.
Wow. So, you know, then the experience that you provide your clients, you know, if we were to differentiate the service that you provide, maybe versus a super big firm, how would you describe that client experience?
Well, I like to think that we help clients leave a legacy for those they love. So I get to know my clients really, really well. And I find out what's important to them and spend a lot of time with them to figure out how to best design their plans.
You know, at Practice 42, we're always very keen on systems and processes. And I'm sure over the years, you've developed a lot of those SOPs, those systems, and, you know, maybe automations or just, you know, ways that you can work with your team to make sure that you're providing an excellent quality of care, you're continuing to grow the practice, that sort of thing. What are some of those maybe key parts of your systems that are very, very critical to you running your practice?
Well, I think one of the things that I do in my practice is I have a lot of systems that double check things. I don't ever want to find out that one of the mistakes I made happened after someone passed away. So we have system checks, and typically we will look at a client's document no less than 6 different checks four of them before signing and two of them after signing, just to make sure that they're right. And I know that's a little over the top, but I just don't want them to be wrong when it's too late to fix them. And we are human. Everybody makes mistakes. I know I'm not supposed to say that, yeah, but everybody makes mistakes. And so we really work with the clients to figure out what they need. And then we do everything in our power to make sure it's done right.
You know, my marketing brain is going, I mean, that's quite a selling point, actually, to know that there is that level and why accuracy matters. And because these are critical things in the lives of, you know, your clients you're working with. So sorry, I got a little distracted. I'm like, that's actually really cool, you know, that's how you normally operate. All right. So, Carla, the million-dollar question here is, our audience, who tends to be attorneys of varying levels of experience and some that are still in law school. And so here's the question, you know, what do you wish you learned in law school? Or asked a different way, what are they not teaching in law school? Would you presume that, yeah, when you get into your career, let me give you a little advice based on my years of experience and wisdom.
It's such a hard question for me because I really think that it's one of those things that we go into law school and we have all these plans. And when we actually practice law, it's always completely different. You know, I think the biggest piece of advice I can give to law students is find something that you have passion for, because there's an area of the law that you can do and accelerate that passion and help other people, because you're going to be the happiest when you have an area of the law that gives you energy.
I can imagine. And Carla, do you, you know, we were talking about kind of your network and partners and people you work with, you know, thinking of someone that may be listening to this that might make a really good connection for you. Who are the types of valuable partners, connections, you know, people that you associate with that, you know, it's kind of this 1+1=3 type of dynamic? Who would make a great introduction for you? I would imagine certainly anyone, you know, who is working with your client base in Colorado.
Sure. I think, again, people that value their clients the same way that I do, that's a great connection. It doesn't have to be a particular profession, but if they love their clients, then we're going to work well together, because the client really is the most important thing in our practice.
Yeah. Your website is littlelawoffices.com. And Carla, you know, if anyone was looking to connect with you or make an introduction, I don't know if there's anything in particular at your website you'd aim them toward, or if you have another way that you'd recommend if someone wanted to get in touch with you, how they would do that.
Sure. They can go through our website at littlelawoffices.com, or they can give us a call to the office, or they can even email us. Any one of those ways works.
Awesome. Carla Little, again, Little Law Office, which I love the name of. Your website, once again, is littlelawoffices.com. Carla, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, John.
It's Audrey Earhart here. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, What I Wish I Learned in Law School. Listen, if you are a successful attorney and you want to share your message and you have something that you want to give back here, I would love you to have you there to be a part of my program. And that's, again, the What I Wish I Learned in Law School platform. That's our podcast. This is where you're really going to have the opportunity to share our amazing message. And listen, if you got something out of this interview, it's really important that you share our podcast with your social media. It's not just about our social media, where we're going to be putting this out on our Instagram, Practice 42, our Facebook, Practice 42. You'll even see it on my LinkedIn, Audrey, and you'll also see it Practice 42's LinkedIn as well. We really want you to be part of this community so we can get your unique message out. We're putting out so much content on a weekly basis. I know you're going to find something that piques your interest, you can learn from, share with your audience too. And listen, you can just do a quick screenshot of your phone number and text it to a friend so they can take a look at everything. They can see what you're up to on social media. They can see what we're up to. And really, this is the way that we're going to help our lawyer community learn what they need to know. There's so much that none of us learned in law school about how to run a business, how to optimize our processes, how to get the right marketing for our practice, how to use legal technology, which changes on a daily basis. Listen, let's get connected. Let's stay connected. I'm so appreciative of you for being here. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.